KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. One of the many gifts conferred by a new movie called The Gift is the pleasure of feeling like putty in the hands of a first-rate storyteller. This psychological thriller was written and directed by Joel Edgerton. He co-stars with Jason Bateman and Rebecca Hall. You may know Edgerton as the actor who played the cocksure SEALs squadron commander in Zero Dark Thirty and Tom Buchanan in The Great Gatsby. Who knew, though, that his debut feature would be so beautifully crafted, intricately psychological, and genuinely thrilling? The story starts with the standard setup for anxiety. The suspense develops later with a vengeance. A husband and wife newly arrived from Chicago, Jason Bateman's Simon and Rebecca Hall's Robin, buy a handsome mid-century modern in Los Angeles, where Simon grew up. While they're settling in, they have an odd encounter with Joel Edgerton's Gordo, an acquaintance from Simon's high school days who behaves like a long-lost friend. It's a dissonance that Simon finds troubling. "I think that guy is delusional," he tells Robin. It soon gets to be frightening with the prospect of some sort of home invasion by someone who comes bearing too many gifts and who is clearly not in the bloom of mental health. But another invader in the couple's new life is the past. Bygones strongly resist being bygones, and that is all I'm going to tell you about the plot. I can tell you, though, that The Gift revels in genre conventions. Robin takes a shower more than once, suggesting that she's never seen Psycho, though it also keeps upending our expectations and sympathies. Joel Edgerton makes Gordo's behavior an increasingly eerie amalgam of earnestness and evil, and that's only one of the film's three terrific performances. Jason Bateman has always brought a crisp intelligence to his roles. Thanks to the juicy content of this one, he's able to make Simon's psyche as convoluted as Gordo's. Rebecca Hall is simply, though never plainly, one of our most appealing stars. The vulnerable side of this character comes easily to her, but she's also superb at expressing Robin's sadness, her deep unease that is validated all too fully, and her passion that can be contained only so long. All of these performances are firmly grounded in the reality of a film that's ultimately about character and truth and not knowing who people are until they're forced to reveal themselves. In at least one case, sweeping away an essential mystery reveals another. Joel Edgerton's greatest strength as a filmmaker is, not surprisingly, his understanding of what actors need from the writing and direction, but the production is impressive as a whole. The sound design summons up menace from subwoofers and keeps you listening for the slightest intimation of danger. And Edward Grau's cinematography, like the film itself, starts by surveying sleek surfaces, then plunges into the darkness beneath them. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.